This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Matty Cosgrove is the author and illustrator of a massive picture book series called Macca the Alpaca. He has just released a beautiful new book called Dharma the Lama, and he joins us on the phone right now. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, Duncan. Hey, Sam. How are you going?
We're doing really well. We are pumped for this brand new book, Dharma the Lama, and it's a bit of a spin-off to Macca the Alpaca. How did he come up with the character of Dharma?
I guess Dharma has been there from the very beginning. When I first wrote the story of Macca the Alpaca, she was a main character in his storyline, but she kind of got edited out of Macca's book, and now she's popped up as the star of her very own book. You know, she's nobody's sidekick. She's, you know, the main character in her own book these days.
Matt, I don't want to interject like this, but we do hard-hitting interviews here, and is it safe to assume that this is a direct result of backlash from Lama support groups everywhere, unhappy about the portrayal of Harma the Lama, and you've been forced to write this book?
Because Harma the Lama is the bully in the first book, right?
That's true. I have actually – it's funny you said that. There have been some Lama breeders who were – unhappy with my portrayal of llamas in Macca the Alpaca because, as you mentioned, the llama is the bully in that story. But that was kind of only based on the actual characteristics of the animals, where alpacas are smaller and sort of more placid in nature, whereas llamas are bigger and stronger and more aggressive. So I just kind of worked their real character traits into that storyline. So yeah, there's a little bit of truth in that. Some llama breeders were unhappy with my portrayal, but here we've got a llama, the star of her own book, and she's probably the nicest llama you could ever hope to meet. So hopefully that's going to keep people happy.
Dharma is really into reading. That's kind of her happy spot when she's sitting down reading a book. And this book is a bit of a love letter to reading. Why did you decide to take that angle?
I guess that's sort of reflecting my own personal views. I love books and I love what they offer to people from that sort of the imagination that they foster or the knowledge that they share. So like you said, this book is really a love letter to books. It's sort of celebrating all the amazing things that books bring into our lives. And it's because Dharma is a bit of a bookworm that she's able to save the day in the end.
Love that. Matty, I understand that this book is dedicated to librarians. Just want to test your love affair for librarians. Are you more of a fan of Dewey Decibel or American Standard?
I try not to discriminate between the Dewey Decimal systems. I think they're all valid and they all have a place in our libraries. So as long as the books are there and you can borrow them, then I don't think it really matters. I mean, I love my local library. Our limit for borrowing books at our local library is 30 books at a time. I mean, I can't even carry 30 books, but just the knowledge that that's possible, I just love that idea that there's free books available to everybody in the community. And librarians do such a great job sort of sharing that love of books and encouraging kids to read. So that's why this book about books is dedicated to all those cool librarians out there.
Sammy, we might have found a human who loves libraries more than you do.
Oh, I don't know, Matt. I'm a big fan of the library. And actually, like, I was keen to ask you because personally I found it really hard that libraries have been shut over the last few months because of COVID-19. Have you found it hard as well?
That has been a bit of a blow for us because we, with my boys, we always head to the library and just borrow a stack of books. But the great thing we found during that time when we couldn't get to the library is that we were able to borrow ebooks online and get the digital versions. It didn't feel quite the same as sort of flicking through a book in real life, but it was cool that they were still able to continue that service and we could still access books in that way.
Mate, what I noticed about Macca the Alpaca is how beautifully it was illustrated. And I know that this year COVID-19 has changed a whole bunch of stuff. Does that mean that you've had kind of more time to draw and write?
I know for a lot of people, you know, the lockdown really sort of changed their lives. But for me, every day is lockdown, really. I don't typically leave my house at all or speak to another human being in my regular day. So I felt very prepared and qualified to sort of launch into quarantine, and it didn't really affect me too much. So, yeah, I didn't do any more or any less drawing. It was just maybe a little bit harder to get drawing done with the kids at home doing homeschooling. So that definitely took up a chunk of my time every day.
You're judging their artwork that they're doing in school time rather than them looking at what you're drawing.
Sometimes their work was more fun than me. I tried to do my son's art assignment with him because it sounded really, really fun, and he got upset at me and sort of stormed off to his room. But no, I try to be helpful and not critical at all when my kids are drawing. Like, when anybody's drawing, I'm always sort of trying to encourage them to, you know, keep drawing, keep practicing and keep improving.
Matt, can we expect a Dharma and Harma love story into the future?
Oh, there is another Dharma book planned. I'm actually writing it right now, and Harma will feature in it, but they're not boyfriend and girlfriend. That's not their relationship. I think it's going to be revealed in the story how Dharma and Harma are related. So I think that's a fun one for people to watch out for in the future, but that probably won't be out until later next year. I'm only just starting to write it now.
Matt, don't tell me that Dharma falls in love with Gary, because I will not hear about Gary the alpaca or Gary the llama sweeping Dharma off the feet.
No spoilers. I can't say anything more, Duncan. Sorry.
He's locked in his COVID cave, and no one can enter and find out the secrets of what's going to happen for Dharma. But you can pick up Dharma the Llama, the brand new book, in stores now. I've read it. It's an absolute treat, and so good to speak with you this morning, Matt. Thanks for joining us on Hope Breakfast.
Well, thank you so much, Sam. Thanks, Duncan. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.